And we're back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Here's the deal of the day. Getting in a cold car is no fun. So skip scraping ice off your windows with a keyless car starter from B&R Auto Accessories. It's a great gift. Right now, get a $349 starter for just $249, only from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. Got a text wanting to know the name of the train we're going on. It's called the Rocky Mountaineer. It travels all over Canada. Remarkable. Just a remarkable train. And we're going May 4th through the 16th, so that's about 6 months away. And we'd like you to join Dan Neverth and myself for 12 nights, 7-night cruise, 5-night land tour. All right, so you can give us a number at AAA at 844-688-7477. All right, here's what we're talking about today, and I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this. I want to stay to the basic question of should he or shouldn't he. All right, there's a dissident, a Saudi Arabian journalist, who apparently displeased the royal people, the royal family of Saudi Arabia, especially the crown prince. Now, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia is obviously, because he's the crown prince, is next in line to be king. And no matter what happens, basically, that is going to happen. He is going to be the next king of Saudi Arabia. Well, there was a murder, and that's the best way it's described. And according to a newspaper report, the CIA has concluded that the crown prince ordered the murder of this dissident journalist. And there are reports that a team of like 15 men were sent to a consulate, and he was lured to a consulate. And they haven't discovered his body, there's different thoughts about where that ended up. But the bottom line is, because our own CIA thinks that it was quite sure that the crown prince had a lot to do with it and actually ordered it, what do we do? What do we do? Because they're a very close ally. Keep in mind, they are the offset, basically, one of the offsets to Iran. And they're very, very helpful in a lot of different areas. For years and years and years, of course, they've been there when we've needed oil, although oil, to me, just doesn't seem to have the same position on the stage as it did at one time, because we have more places to get oil, but it's still important. International trade, important. Especially militarily, to be able to have them as a major ally is very, very important. However, having said all of that, how do you turn your back? How do you turn a blind eye to what was happening? And the president apparently has, the way it's described is he stands with the Saudis. And we have different sound bites from the president saying he's not going to jeopardize world economy and all this. He obviously can't condone it. But remember a couple of things. We've got to put it in perspective. To us, it's horrible. I mean, can you imagine? I'm going to give you an imagination for your imagination. Can you imagine if the president ordered Jim Acosta to be assassinated? I mean, I can't even think about that. Can you imagine what would happen? The world would be upside down. Also, if the same thing happened, say, in Iran, we would be using that to say, see what kind of animals they are in Iran? Look at this. They can't even take a free press. Somebody is critical of the mullahs, and next thing you know, they end up dead. We would take that position. So there's no way logically you can turn your back on it. And unless you do it on a proportional level and say, obviously we don't approve of this, we don't run the country of Saudi Arabia, but the bottom line is we don't approve of it, but we're not going to impose sanctions, cut ties, do anything like that. And so I'm asking, are you okay with the president's refusal so far, at least now? In the last newscast, apparently he's gotten a letter from senators from both sides of the aisle asking him to either look into it further or to do something to show the world that that's not the right thing to do without upsetting the Saudis and our partnership with them. So it's not an easy question. You would think it'd be a real easy question. Do something is the, I think, the answer, but I don't know what. Because anything we would do that would hurt them might hurt us too. So it's a very difficult question. If you look at it for morality, you would say that you have to say or do something. But the practicality of it says, what are you going to do? Okay, Tony, here, I'm just going to throw this at you. What would you do? Would you impose sanctions? Would you refuse to do trade? Would you cut down on how much oil you bought? What would you do?
I wish I had a good answer for this. I'm no fan of Saudi Arabia. I don't trust them. So part of me would say, yeah, I would come out and condemn them.
Well, I think you got to verbally condemn them.
Yes.
Without much question. But in the last newscast, which was 13 minutes ago, they said that the Crown Prince has repeatedly said to the president that he has had nothing to do with that. Now, the president could hang his hat on that, saying, I trust the Crown Prince. He says he's not had nothing to do with it. The other scurrilous rumors designed to damage our relationship with Saudi Arabia.
I mean, we can't go there and investigate it ourselves.
No, we can't do that. And keep in mind, it is a totally different world than our world. You have to remember that, okay, regarding how they treat women and various things on how they run their country. We can't judge it by how we would do it. We have to judge it by what they did and how their position on it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. We'll get to your calls right after this.
The president said the Crown Prince assured him repeatedly he wasn't involved. And while Trump's statement called the crime a terrible one that our country does not condone, he insists he will not jeopardize America's relationship with the Saudis.
I'm not going to destroy the world economy, and I'm not going to destroy the economy for our country by being foolish with Saudi Arabia.
It is a Beach and Company asking, with Trump and Saudi Arabia, are you okay with his attitude towards Saudi Arabia? He stands with the Saudis. The answer would be, first of all, one thing you have to remember is that appearance means a lot in that part of the world. Otherwise, I would say have a meeting with the Crown Prince and say, look, we don't encourage the sort of thing that you apparently did, even though he denies it. Might be one of those denial with a wink. We don't know his relationship exactly with the Saudi Crown Prince. We're going to have to do something to show the world. It won't be anything that's really going to hurt you, and we'll get past this because we value you as an ally. You know how we feel about you as an ally. Now, the only downside to that is any concession in that part of the country, anything is shown as a weakness. And the last thing you need is in that fine balance of power there is for Saudi Arabia to show a weakness. Who knows how Iran would feel about that? And, bad things could happen. It's not an easy answer, no matter what he does, whether he works on behalf of the right thing to do or the prudent thing to do. They're two different things. Let's go to Lou in Amherst. Lou, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. Talk about between a rock and a hard place. But he's got to have Pompeo meet with him and say, look, we got to do something here to save face. But we cannot afford to lose you. You're our biggest ally in our fight against Iran. They are our biggest ally in the fight against Iran, where all the terrorism is started. And then the thousands of jobs or money that's going to be lost to China or to Russia, who lost the arms deal. So it really is those two factors play in heavily as to we got to do something, but we got to keep them as an ally.
So he's got to do a little bit more than he's said so far, but not enough to anger them. Okay, Lou, I think that's going to be about the best answer we're going to hear all morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to have you call. It's one of those things where you can't afford to lose them as an ally. Now, are we responsible for what they do? The answer is no. We've never interfered with things that would be real hot button issues here, like their treatment of women specifically. Can you imagine Gillibrand in Saudi Arabia? I can't. So there's the kind of thing we have to keep in mind, things that would absolutely outrageous. I use the outrageous example, if it happened here, of the president ordering the assassination of Jim Acosta. No, when he had a problem with Jim Acosta, he just took his press credentials. But apparently when you have a problem with the Saudi royal family, things happen. Let's go to Pete in Ontario. Pete, you're on WBEN.
I commend you guys for the way you're looking at this. That's fine and good. But I'm going to go a step farther. I'm going to be a little bit hard line on this.
Sure.
Let's take a look at the Obama administration. This would be a mute point. Anything they can do to mess with Trump, anything they can do at all to make him look like he's weak. Well, I would turn around if I was Donald Trump. Every day, I'd be sticking it back at him. I didn't drop $160 billion in Iran on skids so that could be used to then go after, you know, American servicemen. Are you bloody kidding me? Also, Mr. Khashoggi, he ain't no innocent little flower. That man's, high up in the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, come on, Sandy. These are really bad people. And, I mean, look at what the left did on Benghazi. La, 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 hear nothing, see nothing. Are you kidding me? You know, the people know what the Straits of Hormuz are and how important and what Iran wants to do to pluck that out. You know, we need Saudi Arabia.
Well, we do. What would you do? The bottom line is, what would you do?
Absolutely bloody nothing. Sorry if Mr. Khashoggi's awful death. I feel bad about that. You know, things happen in international situations that have nothing to do with us. If this was the Obama administration, and if this was Hillary Clinton being Secretary of State, this would not even have made it more than 20 seconds on CNN. It would have been nothing, nobody. But they're able to bring it back on an American president to try to make him look weak, that he wouldn't pop up sanctions, because the people that shoot their mouths off and hit hypocrisy at its best, they're okay. They're in the Beltway, 495 surrounding D.C. They got no problems. They're making their rent. They're in deep with all sorts of different things. But in a real American person out there, they're not gripped to really what the actual facts are. Unfortunately, I wish I didn't know, but I do know, and so does everybody that pays proper attention, that this man was not a good man.
All right. Thank you very much. Love your passion, Pete. You celebrate, you've already celebrated Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, but you guys have a great, great Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Always good to talk to you. It's not an easy question, and Pete's right. He's laid it out pretty succinctly. If it was Hillary Clinton, we wouldn't even be talking about this. Shh, be quiet. The bottom line is, we are not. We would like not to be the world's policeman, okay? But we're criticized when we are the world's policeman, and we're criticized when we're not. And like, for instance, the president got a letter. It's in the news right now. I think it was from both sides of the aisle in the Senate that I asked him to do something, but I don't know the specifics of the letter. But it's bipartisan. And this will show you how important this is. When's the last important thing that was bipartisan that we've heard about?
Yeah, but was it really bipartisan?
Well, we don't know.
We've learned that there's really no such thing.
It could be some Republicans who are right on the borderline.
Right.
We don't know. But we'll find out. But it was from both sides of the aisle. We do know that. Okay, whether it was diehard Republicans or diehard Democrats, we're not sure. But that's a question. And I think something has to be done. But it can't be anything. I think a statement is fine. But it really can't be anything that blows up our relationship with the Saudis. That would change the whole balance of power there. And it would severely limit us.
I mean, you could come out and say, you know, we're extremely disappointed in the death of Khashoggi.
Yeah.
And we have talked to Saudi Arabia. They have denied anything to do with it. So
and we'll take their word
at it. United States, we really hope that that is true, and we have to move on.
And our understanding is, although it's hard to tell with information coming from there, but that the king is fine with the crown prince. The crown prince going to be the next king whenever that happens. So we really can't just blow that up. Let's go to Joe in Tonawanda. Joe, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Joe. What do you got for us today?
Sandy, I'd like to make a comparison. When America entered the Second World War, we didn't hesitate to make an alliance with Stalin and the Soviet Union.
That's right. And remember, before the war began, Stalin had a non-aggression pact with Hitler.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But Stalin and his people didn't hesitate to cause the death of millions.
True.
It was a strategic alliance with Saudi Arabia, just as with the Soviet Union. We cannot, unfortunately, and the president has spoken out about it. He thought this was a horrible crime. But I think he's doing the right thing. We have to keep them as an ally, but he should rub their noses in it occasionally, too.
It kind of gives us a little bit of an edge against them, you know, in case they get a little frisky. But they've been a pretty loyal ally over the time. Thank you. I think you're right. President has to tiptoe. This isn't one you come in with a sledgehammer. It isn't, because of a lot of things. Not only was somebody assassinated, power is measured precisely over there. And any kind of sanction or look like a weakening of our relationship with Saudi Arabia, I think, would be considered by all of the people in that area as a diss and as a weakening of Saudi Arabia. We can't have that. We just can't have that. So as much as we'd like to be more involved, I don't think we can. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. We come back, we want to hear from you. Trump and Saudi Arabia, are you okay with it? He stands with the Saudis. Do you stand with the Saudis? Do you stand with this president? We'll be back right after this. We are back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Tony, I'm going to read a text. You tell me if I should thank the person that sent it or condemn them. Okay? I mean, here's the text. And the text number, by the way, is 30930. It's a real wonder how you two aren't in constant pain from comforting yourself into a session to support that poor excuse of a president. You must be gymnasts, because how you continue to do this is most impressive. Okay, should I say, hey, thank you? Or should I say, huh? What do you mean about the president being a poor excuse?
I think take a flamethrower, because obviously that's an insult.
Well, it's an insult to the president.
Yeah.
The fact that he doesn't like our position, obviously. Our position is we can't afford to lose Saudi Arabia. We'd like to do something. We must do something, but something that doesn't, there's got to be levels. Something that doesn't blow up the relationship between us and them. So I guess we'll say, hey, we don't agree with you, or something like that.
You know what the great thing about this country is we can disagree.
We can disagree, and that's the point. Apparently, Saudi Arabia, not a good idea. You'll notice they're not on our trip list.
No.
No, we're not going there.
And by the way, thanks for listening, Texter.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to line three. That would be Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Bill. Bill. Oh, my God.
It's you, Bill. Yes.
Andy, oh, my God. You're losing your voice. I'm losing my mind.
No, my voice sounds fine in the headphones anyway. What's going on, Bill?
You sound like a frisky teenager.
Well, thank you, Bill. What a nice compliment. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say that... you know, no pun intended, but it's a big sandbox over there, and he's got the biggest shovel. So, you know, I like what he said when he was on the campaign trail, that he's not going to reveal all of the information. And I think that drives a lot of these libs, the media, and all, just crazy.
Crazy, yeah, absolutely.
why can't we know everything, this and that? I thought I was going to bust a gut this morning with Scarborough, because that guy, Mika, must be just the best. I'm not even going to mention or go there, but she's got to be the best, because he is like a little puppy dog. He does, I believe, anything she says.
Mika Brzezinski, I think, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was going to laugh my rear end off today. I couldn't believe it. But
so what does the president do? Say you were the president of the United States. It's President Bill. What would you do?
Well, again, I don't look at it like a lot of the media, the normal media. I watch them all. I watch everything. I read.
Good for you. Good.
I think that he looks at it in the big picture. People think it's Donald Trump. It's just personal. Can he have women? Can he make more money? I don't believe that. I think he's in a part of his life, and that it's a much bigger picture for him. I truly believe what he says about making America great. Is he perfect? No. But that part of the world, that is just like you said, and I remember when Obama got in, the talk then was the fact that everybody was going to test Obama's mettle, which he didn't have any.
He didn't, and he answered problems by sending, truckloads full of money to Iran. Yeah,
just brutal. But his whole stance on downgrading the military, downgrading everything, apologizing to everybody for past, reparations, just, it was all in the news. It was all in the quality news, I should say, or the quality papers. But with Trump, I like the fact that, he could resign tomorrow and say, you know what, I'm done with it. Let's get somebody else. Mike Pence is good. I'm going to go on vacation for about a year.
Yeah, I mean, he's accomplished a lot in 2 years, and I think he wants to leave behind a legacy, not just as a good promoter, not just as a good deal maker, but as a good statesman, and we'll see where this goes. But I don't think he has a lot of room on this, to be honest with you.
And I think, honestly, wink, wink, I think he's really been consulting with Hillary. What do you think?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Remember, forkloads full of money. Actually, forklift loads. That's hard to say. Okay, you got a big bunch of money, and it's all shrink-wrapped, and it's going to Iran. You bring in a forklift. What is that? It's a forklift load? Is that the best way to say
it?
Huh?
Works for me. I'll take your word
forklift
for it.
Load?
Good. I just say pallets of money.
Pallets of money,
yes.
Is good. Yes,
brilliant.
We have a
brilliant
winner in the third row.
Brilliant.
Mr. Beamer, give him a prize. He's won something. Very nice.
Bump, bump, ba-dum, bump, ba-dum, bump.
That's good. That's good. He managed to sneak a little music from Seinfeld in there. Let's go to Tony in Clarence. Tony, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, the president's excuse for lying yesterday is simple. He said that we had these huge arms deals. Guess what? The only arms deal we've had that's been concluded was done during the Obama administration and the last time for $14.5 billion. There is no $400 million, a billion-dollar deal. And that amount of money gives us 17,000 jobs. This is all factual. Go look at Chris Matthews last night. We might have.
Well, when I want facts, I go to Chris Matthews because not everybody has a tingle down their leg. Thank you very much. I mean, that's the sign. That's the definitive sign that it's a fact if it's on Chris Matthews. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Basically, you would think that the president of the United States has a lot of options on almost anything that faces him, but there's a lot of side deals that you have to think about. Our relationship with Saudi Arabia, which has been very, very strong, and they've been there many times when we've needed them, either to accommodate some of our warplanes, things like that, certainly with oil. He just mentioned that he thanked them for lowering the oil price. That might be a little bit of a distraction. Of course, that doesn't happen in a hurry. When they raise the oil price, it's within, you hear it at 9, by noon the price is higher. Tony, you keep track of that. Have you noticed the oil price being any lower than it was? It wouldn't be this fast anyway. But.
No, I first, I had an appointment at HES 2 weeks ago, and that's near Maine. And was the street. It was 290 at the Sunoco.
The 290 is a road.
Yeah.
So you haven't really noticed it yet.
It's come down a little bit.
It does take a little bit of time. But the bottom line is there's a lot more in our favor to have them as allies than have them either neutralized or not as allies. We use them a lot. They've been there. And the president stands with them. Normally, it'd be very difficult if Iran did this, for instance. There'd be hell to be paid as far as people shouting out, hey, what's going on with Iran? But this is Saudi Arabia, different ballgame. And the crown prince is the crown prince. The king has given no indication that he isn't going to continue to be the crown prince. So he's the guy we deal with, and he's the guy that's told Trump many times that they had nothing to do with it. And he can hang his hat, I guess, on saying that that's what the crown prince said, and we believe him. Whether you believe him or not, it's another story. We'll take a break and be back on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The president said the crown prince assured him repeatedly he wasn't involved. And while Trump's statement called the crime a terrible one that our country does not condone, he insists he will not jeopardize America's relationship with the Saudis.
I'm not going to destroy the world economy, and I'm not going to destroy the economy for our country by being foolish with Saudi Arabia.
Ken Hamilton will be joining us at 11 o'clock. I always look forward to his perspective, his sage advice. Here's some text. Sandy, we have very few allies in the Middle East. We must maintain good relations with the Saudis. Here's another. Where was the outrage from the lib morons on the left when Daniel Pearl or several other reporters had their heads cut off by ISIS? Let's see. I can't read that one. The left says nothing about losing 40 people a week in Chicago. Why do we care about Khashoggi at all? I'm sure the Middle East countries kill about 100 people a day normally. Well, I hope we never get to the point where we don't care about anybody that gets assassinated like that, because assassination just cuts across all kinds of theologies and thoughts and anger and that sort of thing. And to stand by to see somebody assassinated, I don't think we can take any solace at all from anything like that. Let's go to Ann, day before Thanksgiving. Ann, you're on WBEN.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Ann.
And you as well.
Yeah, what's your thought on this? What should President Trump do? Nothing or something in the middle of nothing? What?
I think he should let it lie. For the time being, see the media and a lot of American people, they forget one thing. They think Donald Trump has no idea as to what's going on in the Middle East. But they should realize Donald Trump know a lot of those heads or states or heads or however you want to say it. He got golf courses in all those places he has dealt. They had business with them. They made his clothes, or maybe they still making his clothes. Hotels all over the world. So he might not know the whole mix and depths of the undercover way, but he know more than he lets on, which is a good thing. You never let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to get screwed.
I love that. And you're absolutely right. Doing business with people all over the world, I'm sure he has an insight that most people don't know. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for your call. Okay, bye-bye. That's very, very good. I like that. That ought to go into the, quote, Hall of Fame, as far as I'm concerned. Let's go to who would be next. It would be Al in Irving. Al, you're on WBEN.
Hello, Sandy.
Hi, Al. What do you think about this? Is the president got to do more than he's done so far? He seems to be standing with the Saudis at this time.
Yeah, there's two things I want to point out. Is one, if your child does something really bad, you don't disown them. you don't agree with them, you don't condone it, but you don't disown your child. And now Saudi's not our child, but that type of relationship, we're so close. You have to do what's best for the most people. And the other thing I want to point out was that the Saudis donated $10 million to the Clinton Foundation. So the question should be, well, what would Hillary do?
Yeah, nothing. That's the answer. Well, you're right, and I'm glad you brought that up. Ideally, the Saudis would have taken care of it internally. The king is on record as saying that that this crown prince will be the king. There's no question about that. He will be the next head of state for there. But I think as long as we do something that doesn't weaken the Saudis' position in the Middle East, I'm okay, but we can't jeopardize that because we need that.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving turkey, Tony, mashed potatoes, pie. I love pie. I'm having apple pie for dessert.
I'm hungry.
I could have apple pie every day.
I think I could.
Never get sick of apple pie.
Ever. Have you ever tried the apple pie logs or apple logs, whatever they're called? And then you dip them in caramel.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, man.
Very, very good. And apple pies, apple in any form, any kind of apple pastry.
What do you call the crumb topping one? The
streusel?
No.
Apple pie with...
it's like really
big. Oh, the big tall
yeah,
one.
That yeah, that pie.
It's got a name. I don't know. I just eat it.
Yeah.
Pork you know, I'm not dating it. I just eat it. All right, Mr. Beamer. Somebody suggested I can't say what they suggested, but they suggested a photo of you in a Speedo.
Yes.
Let's hope it's from a woman.
Somebody wanted a photo of me in the apron tomorrow.
Did they really? Yeah.
Was that you, Joe, that said that?
No, there were numerous texters. When you mentioned your apron, Tony, numerous people were texting and calling asking that they need that on the Facebook page.
What are you, Mrs. Cleaver? You're wearing an apron?
That's all I'm going to
do. Are you cooking for the beaver? And Wally? Wally might come by. Wally could... Wally... Wally could come by and the beef.
Yeah, that'd be great.
The beef doesn't look like he overeats because he's in good shape. Okay. 803-0930, 1-800-616.
They could be dropping turkeys out of a helicopter.
Yeah, frozen ones.
I thought they could fly.
I thought those turkeys could fly too. Turkeys can fly a little bit, but they're not.
That's one of the funniest episodes of WKRP.
Isn't it? WKRP? And where they were throwing frozen turkeys out of a helicopter? Not a good idea. And bowling, or turkey bowling. I think they still do that. But they, as we said, the turkeys are already deceased. They don't know. And they feel no pain.
By the way, pass the cranberries, please.
Yeah, and you, for those of you who complain about that, remember, you're going to eat them, all right? So we can't bowl with them, but we can eat them. Great, fabulous lines from the past. Okay, well, take
Wally,
a...
Wally, huh?
Wally. Wally and the beef.
Good dude.
And we'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBN.